up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1041. In this episode, I'll discuss which overdose patients with prolonged QTC are most likely to experience ventricular dysrhythmia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1041. And now, on to the episode. Among overdose patients who present to the emergency department, those with a severely prolonged QTC of over 500 milliseconds represent a cohort that is at an elevated risk of a poor clinical outcome, such as ventricular dysrhythmia. However, the vast majority of patients, even with a QTC above 500, will have an uneventful clinical course in the ED. Therefore, it would be useful to be able to predict which patients with severe QTC prolongation after overdose will actually manifest ventricular dysrhythmias. In order to accomplish this, a group of authors published in Academic Emergency Medicine a secondary analysis of Toxicology Investigators Consortium Core Registry data looking at clinical factors associated with ventricular dysrhythmia in emergency department patients with severe QTC prolongation after drug overdose. The authors analyzed data from over 1,200 patients, 13 years old or greater, with acute or acute on chronic overdose, a toxicology consultation in the inpatient or ED setting, and initial ED electrocardiogram QTC of at least 500 milliseconds. Only 3.79% of this cohort went on to develop a ventricular dysrhythmia, highlighting the rarity of this occurrence even within a cohort of patients most at risk. There were three predictors that were independently associated with an increased risk of ventricular dysrhythmia. Bradycardia, defined as a heart rate less than 50 beats per minute, with an adjusted odds ratio of 3.12, acidosis, defined as a serum pH less than 7.2 with an adjusted odds ratio of 3.02, and shock, defined as a systolic blood pressure less than 80 millimeters of mercury that was treated with vasopressors. This had the highest adjusted odds ratio of 4.54. Each of these predictors was also associated with the secondary outcomes, which included death, cardiac arrest, the need for rhythm control, and the need for ECMO. These three predictors were also more helpful in identifying patients at risk for ventricular dysrhythmia than specific suspected drug exposures, overdose characteristics like intent for self-harm, or patient demographics including prior cardiac disease. The absence of the three, bradycardia, acidosis, and shock, had a negative predictive value of 98.2% for development of ventricular dysrhythmia. These findings allow for early identification of the patients most at risk for a negative clinical event after drug overdose. This information can be used by ED pharmacists to prioritize care and monitoring for the overdose patients that are most likely to need it. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.